Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A big announcement from Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who said minutes ago from Ottawa,
I intend to resign as party leader, as prime minister, after the party selects its next leader through a robust, nationwide, competitive process.
Trudeau has been prime minister since 2015 and Labour Party leader since 2013. His Liberal Party has been trailing the Conservatives badly in most polls. A major winter blast of snow, ice, and plunging temperatures has led to at least three deaths and thousands of cars stranded on highways. Hundreds of car accidents were reported in Virginia, Indiana, Kansas, and Kentucky, and at least 300,000 customers are without power in several states. Members of Congress are trudging through today the snow to officially tally the votes from the 2024 election. This is the fourth anniversary of the violence that took place at the Capitol in 2020. This is ABC News. The hunt is on for a gunman in the West Bank after a deadly attack on a bus. ABC's Marcus Moore is at the foreign desk.
This shooting happening early in the morning in a village. This unfolded right along one of the main routes east and west crossing through that area. Officials said that Palestinian shooters opened fire on a bus and a vehicle, killing three Israelis and injuring at least seven others. The victims killed include two women in their 60s and a man in his 40s, and we have learned that man was an Israeli police officer.
South Korea's anti-corruption agency is now asking the police to detain the country's impeached president. He has repeatedly refused to show up for questioning over his degree last month, putting the country into martial law. Pope Francis today naming the first woman ever to head a major Vatican office. Sister Simona Brambilla will head the department responsible for all of the Catholic Church's religious orders. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important. And you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpsons Tractor, TC Auto Works, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 19 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for clouds over the southern and eastern part of the area gradually moving away. A typical winter day with a high of 24. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and chilly with a low of 8. And tomorrow, partly cloudy and quiet with a high of 23. In Richland Center, it's 19 degrees.
Uh-oh, honey, the well just quit again.
Oh, great.
guess we're back to collecting rainwater in buckets.
Don't let your well leave you high and dry. Call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. With over 50 years of experience, they've seen it all. Broken pumps, bad well caps, and everything in between.
They can fix it fast.
Fast? They've got 24-hour service every single day of the year. Call 608-649-4488, and you'll be splashing around in no time.
Yippee! Well, that's a load off my bucket list.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, because running water beats running to the store for bottled.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Becoming a member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online, too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It's 20 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin's spring election will be held Tuesday, April 1st. It will include local officials and school boards. Four alderpersons on the Richland Center City Council are up for re-election. They are Karen Tepley, representing District 1, Wards 1, 2, and 3. Mark Chambers, representing District 2, Wards 4, 5, and 6. Melanie Walters, representing District 3, Wards 7, 8, and 9. And Steve Downs, representing District 4, Wards 10, 11, and 12. Four residents have filed to run for alderperson in the City of Richland Center. They are incumbent Karen Tepley, Rachel Schultz in District 2, Wards 4, 5, and 6, incumbent Melanie Walters, and incumbent Steve Downs. Incumbent alderperson Mark Chambers has filed notification of non-candidacy. Area school boards will also be holding elections. Two seats are up for election in the Richland School District. Area 2 West, covering the village of Boaz and the townships of Bloom, Sylvan, Marshall, Aiken, Dayton, Richwood, and Eagle, currently held by Aaron Unbehan. And Area 3 City, currently held by Neil Huntemer. Both are for a 3-year term. Neil Huntemer has filed a notification of non-candidacy. Three seats are up for election in the River Valley School District. They are Area 3, which covers the town of Clyde in Iowa County, currently held by Jeff Meyer. Area 6, which covers the village of Spring Green in Sauk County, currently represented by Sarah Young. And Area 9, which covers the village of Plain in Sauk County, currently represented by John Bettinger. The Boscobel Area School District has two seats up for election. The seats currently held by Greg Luce and Jimmy Kuska. Luce represents Area 3, which includes all of the Boscobel School District's area north of the Wisconsin River in Crawford and Richland counties. Kuska represents Area 1, which includes the city of Boscobel. Both Luce and Kuska have filed notification of non-candidacy. Eligible residents who wish to run for the respective offices have until Tuesday evening at 5 o'clock to register for ballot access in the spring 2025 election. The necessary paperwork for candidacy can be obtained from the respective offices. Governor Tony Evers wants to give Wisconsin voters more power by requiring the legislature to create a statewide binding referendum process. The Democratic governor said he'll propose that when he releases his two-year state budget. Evers said Republicans in the legislature are ignoring voters on issues such as restoring abortion access, legalizing and taxing marijuana, and others. Those same Republican lawmakers, who continue to hold majorities in the Senate and Assembly, would need to approve the plan, which Evers will include in his proposed state budget. The Democratic governor, who says he's yet to decide whether he'll seek a third term, will deliver his budget message on February 18th. According to a release from Evers' office, more than 20 states, including Michigan, Illinois, and Ohio, allow voters to change state law by referendum. Under the process outlined by Evers, voters would be able to file petitions with the Wisconsin Elections Commission to hold a vote on proposed state laws or constitutional amendments or to repeal state laws. Public employees are challenging Wisconsin's anti-union law known as 2011 Act 10. Supporters of the law say it has saved the state billions of dollars. Is that true? Wisconsin Watch's Tricia Young has the facts. This fact check was reported by Tricia Young from Wisconsin Watch.
Act 10 saved taxpayers billions by requiring public workers to pay more for pensions and health care while ending most collective bargaining for unions, making benefits and working conditions non-negotiable. The Wisconsin Policy Forum found $5 billion in pension savings from 2011 to 2017. A recent court ruling may restore bargaining rights, but employee contribution requirements remain intact. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says she'll give all of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet nominations a fair shake, but won't compromise if somebody might hurt Wisconsin families, veterans, and businesses. Baldwin says she's worked Trump's nominee for Transportation Secretary and former 7th District Congressman Sean Duffy before and would be inclined to support him. Baldwin did say she needs to hear from Trump's controversial pick to lead Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and would question him about his positions on vaccines. All of Trump's nominees need to be confirmed by a Senate majority. A lawsuit against several Wisconsin television stations will continue. Eric Hovde, the Republican who ran for Senate against Tammy Baldwin, accuses several television stations of defamation for airing commercials by the Democratic political action group Win Senate PAC. Brown County Judge Donald Zudmulder heard arguments Thursday on a motion to dismiss the lawsuit. He gave no ruling but gave the attorneys more time to submit written arguments. While the suit was filed in northeastern Wisconsin, it named stations all over the state. The suit names the parent companies Gray Media, Nexstar, Scripps Media, and Sinclair Broadcasting. These include WMTV in Madison, owned by Gray Media. These lawsuits are pretty rare because they're almost never successful. Without judging the facts in the ad true or false, even false statements in political ads are generally protected under the First Amendment. Zudmulder anticipates issuing a ruling in the coming weeks. A projection from the Wisconsin Department of Administration found that the state's population is expected to decline over the next 25 years. According to the report, Department of Administration officials expect a population loss of about 200,000 people by 2050. Researchers evaluated decreasing fertility rates and an increasing average age of the state population. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is considering wind turbine restrictions amid the population decline of cave bats. According to DNR officials, the restrictions would involve a wind speed requirement to use the turbines, as cave bats typically don't fly as often in high winds. The wind speed required to use the turbines would be determined by the population density of the cave bats in a particular area. The Department of Natural Resources will be accepting public comments on the restriction plan until January 15th. State lawmakers are planning to reintroduce proposals to address PFAS contamination, while $125 million remains tied up in the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee. The funding has been set aside for over 500 days after Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers vetoed a Republican bill amid concerns that the bill would limit the Department of Natural Resources' ability to require polluters to test and clean their own PFAS contamination. The DNR says it does not intend to go after farmers for unintentional contamination. A Wisconsin statewide crime alert has been issued for a suspect in a triple murder in New Lisbon. Virgil G. Thu, 47, is wanted through Wisconsin probation and parole and is now wanted for three counts of first-degree intentional homicide. Law enforcement officials say there have been two confirmed sightings of Thu in the New Lisbon area, but now believe he may have left the area. Authorities state that Thu is armed and dangerous, and that if anyone sees him, they should not approach him and call 911. Anyone with information can also call the Juneau County Sheriff's Office at 608-847-5649. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the arrest of Joel Richard Davis, 44, of West Salem in the town of Liberty. Saturday morning at approximately 5:15, the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center received a report that someone was attempting to enter a private home located along State Highway 56 between Viroqua and Viola. The victims reported hearing cries for help outside of the home. At approximately 5:30, a male later identified as Davis was detained while the investigation continued. Davis appeared to be alone and did not appear injured. He was later arrested and booked into the Vernon County Detention Center. He is expected to appear in Vernon County Court today for a bail hearing. Formal charges will be sought through the Vernon County District Attorney's Office. On July 21, 2022, Joel Davis was sentenced to 4 years in state prison and 1 year of extended supervision as the result of a combined total of four felony convictions, ranging from felony bail jumping to possession of amphetamines with intent to deliver in Crawford, La Crosse, and Vernon counties. This past July, Davis was released on extended supervision in La Crosse County. Once notified of Saturday's arrest, the Wisconsin Department of Corrections issued a parole hold for Davis. Based on the training and observations of officers with years of experience, drug use is suspected to have been a factor in Saturday's incident. The defense for Lincoln Hills youth prison inmate Javarius Hurd wants the case against him moved to juvenile court. The 17-year-old accused of lashing out at correctional officer Corey Prulks is back in court today before a series of hearings in February that will determine if the case will stay in adult court. Hurd was 16 when investigators say he beat Prulks, causing him to fall and hit his head on a hard surface. The 49-year-old died at a hospital a few hours later. Hurd was arrested and charged with reckless homicide and battery by prisoners and is facing more than 70 years in prison, though his legal team says keeping the case in adult court is unconstitutional. It's unclear when the judge will rule, though either way appeals are likely, which would delay a potential trial. It's WRCO News Time is 12:19. A new era has begun in Richland County. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Where can you find quality furniture and excellent service? Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress Outlet offers the brand name furnishings you want, including Ashley. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress and Outlet offers good, better, and best. If you don't find what you love in the store, we can order for you. Financing is available to qualified buyers. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, two locations in downtown Richland Center.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
It's currently 21 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:21. A new era begins today in Richland County. After many years, Richland County Register of Deeds Sue Triggs has retired. Sue says she has a long career in clerical work.
After school, I worked for Affiliated University Physicians in Madison for, I believe, 3 years. I worked for Richland Building Systems for a year, and then I came here at the courthouse and worked as deputy for 16 years and have been registered for 30.
Triggs has seen many changes over the past 46 years with the county, including what was once siloed by counties to become a statewide function.
In the Register of Deeds office, I remember when I started, we were handwriting things in books. And then we went to computer, and then we went to scanning. And now there's a lot of e-recording that goes on and just a lot of electronic things that go on in the office. We process through the state, and you can get records statewide, any birth, death, and marriage. We can get everything from the state now, and you know, everything's sent electronically, like birth records are sent electronically to the state. Death records are verified through our office, but then that's all sent to the state, and same way with marriage records. It's all on record with the state, and we process through them.
She said the highlight of her career was when she became Register of Deeds. She never thought, however, that she would win election after election to serve 30 years.
But I always hoped if I did a good job and treated people right that they would continue to vote for me.
After serving the county for 46 years, she was asked what her future plans may be.
I hope to be able to visit my daughters in North Carolina a little more and spend time with my oldest daughter in Madison and, of course, help Joe on the farm and just do things I haven't had time to do for a while.
Sue Trigg's final day in office was yesterday. In November, Richland County residents elected Deb McCoy to serve as the county's Register of Deeds. Deb's term in office begins today. Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics has announced the launch of Senior Life Solutions, a new mental health program designed to support older adults experiencing symptoms of depression, anxiety, or other emotional challenges often associated with aging. Senior Life Solutions provides outpatient services tailored to meet the unique needs of adults, typically 65 and older, who may benefit from enhanced coping and communication skills to improve their mental well-being. The program, located on the hospital's lower level, offers a comprehensive range of services, including group and individual therapy, psychiatric evaluations, and medication management. The dedicated Senior Life Solutions care team includes a board-certified psychologist, licensed therapist, a registered nurse, and other mental health professionals, all focused on improving the emotional well-being of older adults in the community. Older adults may benefit from the Senior Life Solutions program if they are experiencing anxiety, changes in appetite, difficulty sleeping, feelings of sadness or grief lasting more than 2 weeks, feelings of worthlessness or hopelessness, loss of energy or interest in previously enjoyed activities, recently experienced a traumatic event, or loss of a spouse or close family member. Following an individual assessment, participants attend group therapy sessions up to 3 times per week in a supportive and encouraging environment. Individual therapy, medication management, and regular check-ins are also offered. If needed, the program also offers teletherapy services, allowing patients to get the mental health support they need from the comfort of their homes using a telephone, computer, or tablet device. Referrals can be made by anyone, self-referrals, primary care physicians, specialists, family members, friends, community groups, and nursing or residential facilities, and the program is open to both Gunderson and non-Gunderson patients. To learn more about Gunderson Boscobel's Senior Life Solutions program, call 608-375-6113. Vernon County has launched its new official website, now live at vernoncountywi.gov. This transition from the previous domain, vernoncounty.org, reflects the county's commitment to enhancing accessibility, modernizing infrastructure, and security for residents and visitors alike. The move to a .gov domain designated specifically for government entities underscores Vernon County's dedication to providing reliable and secure online resources. The new domain offers an easily recognizable and trusted space for constituents to access county services, updates, and information. Visitors to the previous website, vernoncounty.org, will be automatically redirected to the new domain. While the content remains familiar, users are encouraged to update bookmarks and saved links to reflect the new address. Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County will be hosting a community program, Discover Your Strength, Build a Stronger Community, this evening, starting at 5:30 with a free meal. The program is beneficial to parents and caregivers of children, featuring guest speaker Mary Guggisberg. Guggisberg will tell those in attendance how to identify and build strengths. Discover Your Strength, Build a Stronger Community, hosted by Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, will be held at the Richland Center High School West Commons this evening, with dinner beginning at 5:30 and the presentation to follow. The American Red Cross is asking donors to give blood or platelets now to help those in need. Donors with type O negative blood and those giving platelets are especially urged to give now so patients can continue to receive the care they count on. Seasonal illness and the threat of winter weather can lead to lower appointment numbers and decreased donor turnout, making it tougher to keep the blood supply stable. Those who give regularly and those looking to give for the first time are encouraged to take 1 hour out of your day to help save lives with a blood or platelet donation. 3 blood drives will be held throughout the area this week. They include today from now until 5:30 at Ho-Chunk Gaming in Baraboo, tomorrow from 9 to 2 at Baraboo High School, and again Friday from 10 to 2:30 at American Legion Post 115 in Elroy. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. If you need something to eat today, Culver's is raising money for the Families of Abundant Life Christian School. It's part of the Make Your Meal Matter campaign. Nearly 70 restaurants will be participating, including Richland Center. They'll donate a portion of today's profits to the Abundant Life Recovery Fund hosted by the United Way. The amount donated can differ by location. If you want to support the effort, just look for the Make Your Meal Matter sign at the Culver's closest to you. If you'd like to see your tree get a new life, a zoo in Baraboo will take it. Oceaner Park Zoo is accepting Christmas trees for their animals. More than 100 people have already done it, and now their Arctic fox, goats, otters, and even snakes are enjoying them. Today's winner of $25 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Ed Fink of Richland Center on ticket number 250. It's 12:30 in Richland Center. Today's vital statistics are next.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center has been a Gale dealer for as long as most can remember, including the day when the first Gale skid loader arrived on the lot. Today, the next revolution of versatile Gale skid loaders is designed to meet the demanding needs of contractors, municipalities, landscapers, dairies, and agricultural operations. Get the full story on a work-saving, productivity-improving, dependable Gale skid loader at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Be sure to ask about special incentives available to help put a Gale skid loader or mini backhoe to work for you today.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's 23 sunny degrees in Richland Center, 29 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Monday afternoon, January 6th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. David Dean Anderson, 65, of rural Boscobel, died Wednesday. A funeral service will be held this Wednesday at 11 at St. John's Lutheran Church, Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations to St. John's are appreciated. The Kendall Funeral Service, Boscobel, is assisting the family with arrangements. David Anderson is survived by several relatives and many dear friends. David Dean Anderson, 65, of rural Boscobel. Bernice Elizabeth Creel Stanick, 92, of Muscadet, died Tuesday at University of Wisconsin East Park Medical Center in Madison. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, with burial to follow in St. John Nepomuk Cemetery, Castle Rock. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Thursday from 9:30 until the time of service at 10:30. The family requests memorials be directed to the Riverdale Food Pantry or the Muscadet Fire Department. Bernice Stanick is survived by her twin brother, Bernard and Sharon Creel of Madison, five children, Donna Stanick of Durham, North Carolina, Ronald Stanick of Huntington, West Virginia, Julie Stanick and Charles Lauber of Fort Collins, Colorado, and Joanne Stanick and John Stanick and Lizney, all of Durham, North Carolina. Six grandchildren, sisters-in-law, Rose Creel Hooks, Helen Stanick, Ann McGuire, Helen Stanick, Mary Lou Stanick, and Dorothy and Richard Hackle. Many nieces, nephews, extended family and friends. Bernice Elizabeth Creel Stanick, 92, of Muscadet. James J. Tidrick, 88 of Grafton, formerly of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home following a battle with cancer. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Jim Tidrick is survived by a son, Brian and Lupe of Madison, a daughter, Melanie and Stephen of Port Washington, a brother, Ray and Rose Tidrick, sister-in-law, Diane Tidrick, many nieces, nephews, grandnieces, and grandnephews. James J. Tidrick, 88, of Grafton, formerly of Richland Center. Michelle Lynn Duell, 54, of Avoca, died Wednesday at her home in Evansville. Private funeral services will be held at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will be held at a later date. Michelle Duell is survived by her husband, James, brother, Scott Fetaplace of Avoca, sister, Angela and Tom McDougall of Portage, a niece, sister-in-law, Patricia Denman, guardian, Terry Williams, two aunts, many cousins, and friends. Michelle Lynn Duell, 54, of Avoca. Bernard K. Ward, 88, of Muscadet, died Thursday in his sleep. A graveside service and celebration will be held in North Freedom in the spring. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Bernard Ward is survived by four children, Pamela Ward, Diane Smallwood, Timothy Ward, and Brenda Walsh, four grandsons, three granddaughters, and 10 great-grandsons. Bernard K. Ward, 88, of Muscadet. Judy Ann Harper, 78, of Prairie du Sac, formerly of Muscadet and Richland Center, died yesterday after a battle with ALS. A memorial service will be held Saturday, January 18th at 11 o'clock at Gunderson West Funeral and Cremation Care in Middleton. A private burial will take place at Basswood Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Gunderson West Funeral and Cremation Care Friday, January 17th from 4 until 6, and again Saturday, January 18th from 10 until the time of service at 11. Judy Harper is survived by her husband, Bob, three children, Cindy and Mike Smiths, Bob and Michelle Harper, and Mike and Christy Harper, seven grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, brothers and sisters, Gerald and Toby Halverson, Sandra and Kelly Ferguson, Janice and Butch Keller, Roger Halverson, and Vicki Adams, also many other relatives and friends. Judy Ann Harper, 78, of Prairie du Sac, formerly of Muscadet and Richland Center.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good Monday, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update.
Well, some lake effect snow showers have been grazing southeast Wisconsin this morning, up to 4 inches reported in parts of Racine and Kenosha counties, an inch or so in Milwaukee County, and some patchy freezing drizzle just inland. Most of that activity, though, staying just to the east of our region. We'll see the cloud cover that's over the southeast half of our area gradually move away as high pressure settles in once again from Canada. And this high pressure with lots of dry air is going to protect us and keep us void of any major storm systems really for the next week to 10 days. Now, there will be a front moving through on Friday, which could provide a few snow showers. Looks like the better chance of any accumulation will be over eastern Wisconsin and points eastward. Temperatures will be a little chillier as we head toward Wednesday and early Thursday. Then we'll see warmer air move in for the very end of the week and into the weekend. Pretty moderate temperatures if you have some outdoor activities planned. Here's that forecast now for the rest of today. Some clouds over the southeast and east part of the region gradually clearing. A very typical January day with highs around 24 degrees. North winds 7 to 14 becoming northwest. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and chilly, low near 8 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and quiet, high near 23. Northwest wind between 5 and 10. Wednesday should be partly sunny, staying cool with a high of 19. For Thursday, nice sunshine. It should be a nice afternoon. Cold start at 5 with a high of 27. Friday, mostly cloudy. A few snow showers are possible. Low 14 with highs in the upper 20s. Saturday, partly cloudy, staying moderate with the temperatures, high of 27. And Sunday, a chance of light snow with highs around 29 degrees. Hope you have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 23 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 8, our low this morning was 10. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 23. The record high for this date was set in 1880 at 58 degrees. The record low, 25 below, was set in 1988. Last year's high was 33 with a low of 28. Sunset tonight will be at 4:41 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:34. Currently in Richland Center, we have southerly winds at 10 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 30.33 and no precipitation to report. It's currently a sunny 23 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Some welcome news about food prices today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
When I was a kid growing up on the farm long, long ago, I never gave a thought to the potential risks involved in some of the work I was doing. Looking back, it's a miracle I survived. If your children are doing farm work, make sure they know how to do that work safely. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says you paid about 1.2% more for groceries in 2024 than you did in 2023, but the price inflation was less than the year before. USDA economist Megan Schweitzer says the inflation slowdown is expected to continue.
In 2025, prices for food at home are predicted to increase by 0.8%. For most categories in 2025, we're predicting price growth to be pretty similar to 2024 and below long-term averages for most categories.
Schweitzer says this is far better than conditions in recent years prior.
We had inflationary pressures from supply chain issues coming out of the pandemic. We had shocks due to the war in Ukraine, energy prices rising. We had an avian influenza outbreak that really drove up egg and poultry prices in 2022. And throughout 2023 and 2024, we really saw an easing of a lot of those inflationary pressures.
And, says Schweitzer, there's a slight possibility that food prices could actually be lower this year than they were last year. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Parts of the Midwest are digging out from a historic weekend blizzard. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Heavy snowfall hit parts of the Midwest over the weekend, including Kansas, where Keith Miller raises cattle near Great Bend.
We couldn't get tractors to start, so you feed this morning, and cattle waters were thawing them back out, and we're pushing snow out for the neighbors. They can't get out, so now they'll get our tractors running. We're having to go shove some of them out.
He tells Brownfield feed rations were altered ahead of the storm.
We always feed more feed, especially more protein or alfalfa hay, right before a major storm like this.
Miller says the ice and snow created some additional challenges.
It grounded out a bunch of our electric fences. We're dealing with that right now, and I don't know what we're going to do with that issue.
More than a foot of snow fell across central and northeast Kansas Sunday. University of Illinois Extension's Travis Meter says cattle that saw only snow with the weekend storm averted a worst-case scenario.
If we have situations where fronts come through and the first round is rain and the cattle, their hair coat gets wet, then they don't have that insulation, and that's the situation that is hardest for cattle to cope with.
As the frigid temperatures settle in behind the storm, Meter says cattle can handle extended cold periods better than temperatures that quickly fluctuate.
Up and down, and even humidity where cattle could get kind of wet or have a sweat to them when temperatures come back up. That can be a challenge in situations where the health of the cattle is compromised.
Meter says providing windbreaks, bedding, fresh water, and adequate feed are all critical for minimizing stress and ensuring the cattle have good health during cold weather. The new year starts off with more cases of highly pathogenic avian influenza, this time at a commercial turkey facility in Jay County, Indiana. That's Indiana's first commercial detection since last January. Also, Michigan's Department of Agriculture confirmed 6 cases of highly pathogenic avian influenza in the past few weeks. 4 more commercial poultry flocks tested positive since Christmas. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service says nearly 242,000 commercial turkeys were impacted in December, and the Michigan Department of Ag and Rural Development reported 2 additional cases in the last week. A Wisconsin Dairy Cooperative Board has selected a new chief executive officer. Ellsworth Cooperative Creamery's board elevated Kevin Pye from chief financial officer to CEO, a post that Pye had been serving on an interim basis since early September. Pye has been with Ellsworth Creamery since 2022. Before that, he worked with Land O'Lakes and Ameriprise Financial. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We are now carrying Horse Guard Mineral, supplements for horses. This mineral comes in pellet or liquid form to help your horse with many needs from hoof, skin, allergies, weight gain, and things for senior horses as well. Free samples are available to try out. Stop in a Richland Center store for Horse Guard. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Direct cash cattle trade is quiet and cash hogs are lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. CattleCon is headed to San Antonio February 4th through the 6th. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered and be part of the cattle and beef industry's largest gathering. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to a typically quiet start for the week. Buyers and sellers are busy preparing for the business ahead. Bids and asking prices have yet to surface. Significant trade volume isn't expected until midweek or later. Last week, live deals in the South had a range of $192 to $197, mostly $196 to $197. $4 to $5 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Northern dressed sales range from $309 to $320, mostly $312 to $315, $5 to $8 higher than the prior week's weighted averages. Boxed beef is up at midday on solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice is $2 higher at $327.24. Select is $4.40 higher at $301.12. In Missouri last week, feeder steers and heifers sold firm with higher undertones. There was just a fraction of barns back in business, but those that were saw moderate to heavy offerings. Feeder supply included 64% steers. Medium and large one feeder steers, 650 to 698 pounds, brought 270 250 to 309.50, and medium and large one feeder heifer, 650 to 699 pounds, brought 250 to 288.50. Cash hogs are lower at midday with just a handful of negotiated purchases. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, which does provide some price support, but domestic demand has struggled. The market overall has been consistently inconsistent and hasn't had any long-term price support. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Director down $1.37 with a weighted average of $78.32. The Western Corn Belt down $1.56 with a weighted average of $78.32. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $55. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $32 to $44. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $46 to $56. And pork values were lower at midday, down $1.57 at $87.97. Loins, butts, and hams were all sharply lower. However, bellies were sharply higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Consider the big picture of agriculture and the weather outlook with experts Dr. Gary Schnitke and Eric Snodgrass during Compeer Financial's free Crop Insurance Spring Update webinars. Find more details and register at compeer.com. Leave feeling empowered to build a strong risk management plan for whatever the growing season brings. Learn more and register for the January 16th and February 27th webinars at compeer.com.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Hello, this is Rodney Frymore of Tim Slack Auction Realty LLC with auction results and upcoming events. We would like to thank everyone for your patronage in 2024 and wish you all a happy and prosperous new year. Hay sale results were large squares topping at $185 and large rounds at $95 per ton. Watch our website for more upcoming online auctions. For all your auction real estate needs, call 723-4020. This is Rodney Frymore. Have a wonderful day.
Hog futures are mixed. Soybeans, cattle, and corn are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Soybeans are up on speculative and technical buying. Forecasts for parts of Argentina and Brazil generally look warm and dry in the mid-month. Most analysts are still maintaining those big production outlooks, but it could trim yields at least somewhat. March beans are up 7 3/4 at 9.99 1/2. May 7 higher at 10.10 3/4. March bean meal's up 20 cents at 308.80. March bean oil's 39 points higher at 40.32. Corn supported by speculative and technical buying. It's monitoring weather in South America with some early reports of stress in Argentina, which could impact production. Still, it is a little bit too early to get fully concerned about that. It's definitely going to be a wait-and-see kind of thing. March corn's up 7 1/4 at 4.58. May's 7 higher at 4.65 1/4. And wheat supported by fund and technical buying. The dollar index is down, which theoretically at least helps U.S. wheat be more competitive on the export market. Many U.S. winter wheat growing areas did get some snowfall ahead of a move to bitterly cold temperatures. March Chicago's up 12 at 5.41 1/4. March Kansas City's 13 1/4 higher at 5.52 1/4. March Minneapolis wheat's up 12 3/4 at 5.90 1/2. Live and feeder cattle are higher with box beef up at midday, getting ready for this week's widespread direct cash cattle business. February live's up $1.27 at $195.32, and April's $1.30 higher at $197.30. March feeder cattle are up $1.67 at $265.85. And on spread trade with questions about demand, February hogs are 87 cents lower at $79.90. April lean is down 12 at $85.65. You can find us online at brownfieldagnews.com. John Perkins, Brownfield Market Update.
Research shows consumers trust producers. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. I'm not going to lie, Google is probably the technological invention that has had the most impact on my life. Have a question about a recipe? Google it. If I need a conversion from the metric system to the U.S., where do I go? Google. But as someone who has raised cattle and hogs with my family on their farm, what can be scary about Google is the answers that consumers get when they're asking questions about livestock production or where their food comes from. Kirsten Nichols with Certified Angus Beef says when it comes down to it, their research has shown consumers ultimately trust the answers they get from farmers and ranchers. And that's why being engaged in that conversation is important for producers.
When we think about any of our sustainability programs, whether it's BQA and our Raise With Respect campaign, which is a partnership with Cisco, what we're seeing from the brand standpoint is that consumers just want to learn more. So it's not them telling us how we need to raise cattle. They just need something to give them that extra confidence that, hey, this is raised the right way. We can feel good about bringing this product home, putting it on our plate and our family's plate. So at the end of the day, I think we're really seeing that tide turn a little bit where consumers are gaining that trust because we're doing a better job as an industry. Go get BQA certified, go through a land stewardship course, and then share it, right? And let's talk about it.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcast. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Consider the big picture of agriculture and the weather outlook with experts Dr. Gary Schnicki and Eric Snodgrass during Compere Financial's free Crop Insurance Spring Update webinars. Find more details and register at compere.com. Leave feeling empowered to build a strong risk management plan for whatever the growing season brings. Learn more and register for the January 16th and February 27th webinars at compere.com.
Hi, my name is Brittany Penfield, and I'm the 4-year-old kindergarten teacher at the Ithaca School District. I, along with other Ithaca staff, want to give a warm welcome to families interested in having their child attend Ithaca Public Schools. We will be holding our annual developmental and 4K screening event, which gives school staff an opportunity to meet future students and address any possible concerns that families may have about their child's development. To be eligible to participate in the screening, children must turn 3 years old or 4 years old on or before September 1st, 2025. Our screening opening days will be held on Thursday, January 23rd and Friday, January 24th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Ithaca Elementary School. Parents and guardians may register their child online and sign up for a screening appointment for their child by following two links located on the Ithaca Public Schools Facebook page regarding screening. When arriving for a screening appointment, families will enter through the main office doors and be directed to our screening locations. While children are working with our school staff, parents will learn how they can help their child to be prepared for school and receive information about community resources for young children. Each screening appointment will take approximately 1.5 hours. If parents or guardians have any questions about registration or signing up for an appointment, please call Brittany Penfield, 4K teacher, at 608-585-2311, extension 513, or emailing brittany.penfield@ithaca.k12.wi.us. Additional information and forms will be sent to families prior to the screening date. We look forward to meeting our future Bulldogs.
Since 1988, Kinship of Richland County has been matching caring adults with area children ages 5 through 17 who need a little more TLC than they normally receive. After careful screening, volunteers agree to spend at least 1 hour per week for a year with kids who have similar interests. They do things like fishing, baking, and bowling, but the main benefit is the time they spend together. Mentors listen and offer encouragement to help the child discover their own path to a fulfilling future. All that's required is a commitment of time and sincerity. If you're interested in learning more about becoming a volunteer or referring a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Monetary donations are also welcome and can be mailed to Kinship, P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. All gifts are tax deductible and greatly appreciated.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Congress holds a joint session today to finalize the 2024 election results. It comes 2 weeks before President-elect Trump is sworn into office. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has more.
Members of the House and Senate will traipse through the snow as they make their way to the joint session. The process will have Vice President Harris overseeing the count and announcing that Donald Trump has defeated her. It's a duty Al Gore similarly performed after his loss to George W. Bush 24 years ago. Congress passed the Electoral Count Reform Act in 2022 to clarify the vice president's role as strictly ministerial. She has no power to set aside a state's electoral votes.
The same winter storm that's impacting Washington, D.C. is also crippling parts of the Midwest and South. The ice and snowy mix has also led to more than 1,300 flight cancellations. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau formally announced today he's stepping down as the Liberal Party leader and in March as prime minister. He says in hopes of ending the stalemate in Parliament. This is